Chapter 8. Home. Everyone was looking at me. The younger men wanted to laugh, but I think they were too scared to do anything. Finally, Jimmy said,
"Wait a minute. Is your name Bud?"
"Yes, sir."
"Herman," said Jimmy, "do you remember the message from Flint this morning about a boy called Bud?"
"Yes." "What's happening?"
Herman asked me. He didn't look happy.
"You can't just walk in here and call me your daddy. Where's your mother?"
"She's dead, sir. She died 4 years ago."
"I'm sorry about that," said Herman. "But you seem to have some very strange ideas. I'm not the man you're looking for. Where do you come from? We need to send you back."
"I'm staying with you now, sir," I said.
"Listen now, Bud," said Jimmy. "Herman isn't your father. I don't know what gave you that idea, but we need to get you back home. Someone in Flint is probably worried about you."
"No, sir," I said. "I don't have anyone in Flint. That's why I came here."
"No family at all?" Jimmy asked me.
"No, sir," I said.
"Where were you living?"
I had to be careful. I didn't want them to call the cops or send me back to the home. "Well, I was living with a family, but I had some problems with them," I said. "I put water on Todd Amos and..."
"Okay," said Jimmy. "Go and stand by the door for a minute."
I walked to the door and waited. Jimmy and Herman E. Calloway were whispering together. After a while, Herman shook his head and said,
"Fine, Jimmy. But this is your problem."
"Okay," said Jimmy. "Come back here, Bud," he called to me. "You look hungry. You can come and eat with us if you promise to tell us the truth. Okay?"
He put out his hand for me to shake. I shook it. "Yes, sir. Thank you, sir."
"Like I said," said Herman as he walked away from me, "I don't want to hear any of his lies while I'm trying to eat."
I was starting to hope that Jimmy or Mr. Lewis was my real father. Herman E. Calloway was mean. Jimmy introduced me to the other men in the band.
"This is Doug. He's our drummer.
This is Eddie Steady Patrick. He plays the saxophone."
"It's not Eddie Steady. It's Steady Eddie,"
said Steady Eddie.
"Okay," said Jimmy.
He pointed to a white man. "And this is Roy. He plays piano."
After we all said, "Good to meet you," we went to the car. I helped them to pack their instruments. As we drove to the restaurant, they started asking questions.
"So, Bud, how did you learn that Mr. C was your daddy?"
asked Doug.
"My mama told me," I said.
"And how old was your mama?" asked Doug. "Was she an old lady when you were born?"
"Yes, sir. She was 20 when I was born, and she was 26 when she died." Everyone got quiet.
"I like you, little man," said Steady Eddie. "You're strong. You're not crying. You're brave."
"No, sir," I said. "I don't know why, but my eyes aren't crying anymore." The restaurant was called the Sweet Pea. Every table was filled but one. There were 5 or 6 people waiting by the door, but we didn't stop. We walked past them. It smelled wonderful inside the sweet pea. I knew why people were in a line outside. It smelled like a big pot full of a hot apple drink, hot coffee, sweet potato, all cooked together. At one table, Herman E. Calloway, Mr. Jimmy, and a woman were sitting together. Steady Eddie pointed to the only empty table inside the restaurant. There was a sign on it, Calloway's Band.
"That's our table," said Steady Eddie.
But Mr. Jimmy saw us and told me to come sit with them. I wanted to sit with the band. They were kinder than Herman E. Calloway, but I walked across the room to his table.
"Bud, this is Miss Thomas," said Mr. Jimmy. "She's our singer."
"Come here, child,"
said Miss Thomas. She pulled my face close to her. I thought that she wanted to kiss me, but she just looked at me closely.
"What's this on your face, baby?"
"It's from the Hornets, ma'am," I told her. "I got them when the Amoses locked me in their shed." I showed her the cuts on my hand from the fish teeth and the black under my eye where Todd Amos hit me. I looked at Herman E. Calloway, and he was listening.
"He hit me, so I fell down, ma'am. Sometimes it's better to stop fighting."
I looked at Herman again, but he pretended that he didn't hear me. I kept on talking to Miss Thomas. "Then Mrs. Amos locked me in the shed with the hornet's nest and the fish heads."
"Sounds like a lot of lies to me," said Herman E. Calloway.
"Where's your mama, Bud?"
Miss Thomas asked. "She died 4 years ago, ma'am."
"What about your daddy? Where's he?"
she asked. I pointed at Herman E. Calloway again. "That's him, right there." Miss Thomas looked like she wanted to smile. Herman E. Calloway looked at me for a few seconds. Then he picked up his coffee cup and walked across to the other table and sat with the band. Steady Eddie came to sit with me, Miss Thomas, and Mr. Jimmy. Miss Thomas ordered my dinner for me. She ordered me a big piece of meat, some potatoes, and a glass of a hot apple drink. While we ate, Miss Thomas asked me the usual questions about my mama and Herman E. Calloway.
"What gave you the idea that Mr. C. is your father?"
"My mama did, ma'am."
"Did you know that Mr. C. is quite famous?"
Miss Thomas asked me.
"Maybe your mother heard him on the radio, or maybe Mr. C. looks like your father."
"No, ma'am," I said. "That didn't happen."
"Did she ever tell you? Your daddy is Herman E. Calloway? Did she ever say that, Bud?"
I looked away from her, but before I could say anything, our dinner was on the table.
It was the best meal ever. When the meat was finished, I got something called On the House. It was some warm sweet potato with rich cream all over the top of it. After I finished eating the sweet potato and cream, I looked around at the people sitting on my table. Miss Thomas was the most beautiful woman in the world. Mr. Jimmy was very funny. He was telling stories about traveling around the country with Herman E. Calloway. Steady Eddie was nice. He showed me how to hold my mouth and how to put my fingers like I was really playing a saxophone. I'm not sure when it happened. 1 second, I was laughing very hard, and the next second, I was feeling very surprised. I knew suddenly that this place, with these people, was the right place for me. I didn't care that Herman E. Calloway was being mean to me. I wasn't going anywhere. I was smiling and laughing so much that suddenly I started to cry. Everyone in the restaurant was looking at me, but I couldn't stop crying. I didn't want people to see me, so I put my face in my arms. Then Miss Thomas put her arms round me.
"Go ahead and cry, Bud," she said softly. "You're home."